welcome to another Universal Snake Podcast. I'm Nick.
Universal what?
Snake Podcast. We're talking all things snakes. First question, how do they work?
First question, what are our names?
I'm Slithery Nick.
I'm Melody, because I'm normal.
Well, that's boring.
I don't care.
How do snakes work?
They wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
No, they don't.
Slither.
I doubt that at this point.
What?
So everybody's wondering, this is another Universal Orlando podcast. We are not a snake podcast.
No.
I'm sorry for confusing you. So I was at work yesterday.
Oh.
What?
I don't like snakes.
Oh, I see snakes like every day.
Oh, good for you.
I hate them. So if Halloween Horror Nights ever does a snake house, that's probably one of the only houses I will skip. My question is, how do they work? Because the yard I was mowing, this lady has a big front porch and it's all smooth. And the snake was just going in a single line. Just straight across. It wasn't slithering. It was just moving.
And you're sure it was like, a snake then?
Yes. Had a snake head.
It didn't do its little S-curvy way to move?
If it was doing its little S-curvy wave to move, it was doing it very tinily, and it was moving fast.
Interesting.
Now, when it got in the grass, it started slithering, because it kept hitting branches and whatnot.
Weird.
I hate snakes.
When I don't want a pet snake.
I mowed a snake before.
Ooh, okay, continue. Continue. Yeah. Although I will say I'd rather get a pet snake over a pet tarantula. We do go to pet stores. I'm like, ooh, snake. If they're in a cage, or like not a cage, a glass tank, they're fine.
Oh, no, I see a lot of spiders too. They like to crawl on me.
Yeah, I don't like spiders either.
I then smoosh them.
I ran into a spider web the other day. That wasn't fun. Anyway. We already have to go off topic for our...
Yes, we do. So, we went to Universal.
Well, are
Shocker.
We not gonna... Can you stop screwing up our intro, please? That's Nick. I'm Melody.
That's
what today's episode is about...
I don't even know at this point.
Deep dive. Islands of Adventure.
Yay!
Before we get into it, we do our socials. Yay!
We're online. There you go. Figure it out.
We're on Instagram and Twitter, because in a past episode I said Twitch and I didn't catch it.
Well, we are on Twitch. We barely use it. And we screwed up.
We
forgot to
save a video.
Now we got to go back and redo it.
And we won't have
authentic...
We got to
try and get the authentic flying pigs. If you want to know what that's
about,
go to our YouTube channel. In the next 3 months, and it
we
might be there.
We haven't even posted the first one.
We didn't post the first one?
No.
Okay, now I feel less bad. For those of you who don't know, we're playing...
Split Fiction. Talked about it. We suck as YouTubers.
Yes, we do.
We're also not great podcasters, but whatever.
Well, life. It's kind of hard to run a podcast, go to school, have a full-time job,
have
two kids.
Very two small kids.
Clean the house, make dinners.
Mm.
We don't get paid to do this, so.
No.
So if somebody wants to pay us to do it.
I'm going
to
continue our socials. Okay. We're on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us at another Universal No Podcast on Instagram.
Yep.
And another UO Pod on Twitter, /X.
There you go. So we went to Universal this past 2 weeks ago.
Ish. We do need to find the date, because that will come into play.
Oh, yes, I remember. Oh, just go to our conversation with Kobe and Holly from UO Explorers. She just flashed a number 4 at me, because that makes sense.
May 4th.
Yes, May the 4th be with you.
Okay.
Sorry, this is not Disney.
Yeah, and we didn't go to Disney. We went to Universal instead.
Yes, we did. So we went to Universal, you know, it's a Universal trip. We didn't ride any rides.
No, we didn't, which was really weird.
It was actually interesting. So we went because...
That's not the first time we've done that, though.
I do that often.
We went? Why did we go?
So we went to go on Rip Ride Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't happen.
It was rainy.
So that's going to close in September, early September. I'm thinking September 1st. That's my guess. We were supposed to go on that, and then halfway through the day... So we got there in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, okay, let's go pick up our... No, we said we were going to go do the wands, because the second generation wands came out.
Yes, we were going to get one wand.
We got one wand. We got the one that's, like, black and has, like, the silver...
Crisscrossy handle.
Yeah. And you didn't get one because you didn't really like any of the designs.
Yep.
So I got mine. I like the black ones. We went around, did all of the quest line to get it so you can go battle the Dementor.
Dementor.
Dementor, Dementor, whatever. Battle the big ghost dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I am now in love with the wands.
The new ones?
The new ones. Because I don't know how interactive the technically first generation wands were.
I don't think they really did anything.
They did, like, I know they did the spells, but I don't, because, like, okay, when you do the spell, there's also, like, side activities where you, like, you have to trace something out on a mm-hmm. book. Or one of them was, like, there's this bird, and I did the motion for it, and then I had to drag this gas over to the bird, and it turned it into a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, because on the app, it said it was supposed to be Incendio or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I was going to cast, like, a fireball or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was not that. So that confused me.
Yeah.
I listened to the official Universal podcast where they were talking about the wands and how they play into, like, Epic. But they were talking about Diagon Alley, specifically the...
Nocturne Alley?
Nocturne Alley portion. I remember when we saw, like, the sky and there was, like, thunder and lightning.
We couldn't figure that one out.
We did it right. One uh-huh. of them is supposed to, like, make it look like it's raining. Uh-huh. One of them takes away the rain. And apparently, I think you can cast the Dark Mark or whatever it is.
That'd be cool.
So, it's really
so
cool.
Dark and gloomy in there. I didn't see a difference between the rain and stuff. Because, man, that alley is dark.
It's
you go in
dark.
And it takes a really long time for you to adjust seeing in there. So, if it's crowded, be careful.
Let's just say the ones and the second generation ones have made it to where I want to go to the park to just do the ones. Now, like, the rides, I could care less about the rides. I just want to go do all the ones.
Because they buzz, they light up, they're really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
They have come out with new wands.
Yep.
And I want my twig. I want my twig wand.
So they came out with more second generation wands. It's basically the main cast. It's like Harry's wand, Hermione's wand.
Well, then who's the twigs?
Dumbledore.
Is that someone's wand? Oh, well, I just wanted because it looked like a twig.
Yes. So when you're setting up the Universal Play on the Universal app for Harry Potter, you get to choose your house, you get to choose your Patronus. Mm-hmm. Your house actually does matter.
Yes.
Because certain spells will do different things for certain houses.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in the...
Nocturne Alley.
No, in the book section.
Oh, right.
I forget where it was. But there was, like, a book, and you had to do a very specific, like, pattern. And then you had to, like, trace a pattern out.
Wasn't that at Wiseacres, right outside the exit shop for...
Yes, it was at Wiseacres.
Gringotts?
Yeah. And the person before us had a different pattern than my pattern.
They had you were a muggle or something. And then when you went up, it showed the Slytherin house symbol, I think.
But yeah, so that was pretty cool. Oh, and then there's, like, house points, so... However many spells you do gets you a certain amount of points for your house. And each day a house wins. And then I think there's like monthly and yearly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's wizard rankings. It's really fun now. I want to go back to just do that. I want to go to Epic to just do that. When we go to Epic in now a week, basically. Almost a week.
By the time this comes out.
By the time this comes out, we'll probably
if this comes out. No, if this comes out on time. We will be going tomorrow.
There you go.
If it comes out on time.
We will see about that.
We have not been doing well with on time.
No, we have not. So.
That's it for wands.
That's it for wands. It was really fun. So when we were finished doing wands, we were like, all right, let's go get lunch because it was starting to sprinkle.
Mm.
And we started walking over and it was like, it was an acceptable sprinkle to where like, I'm not going to duck into each store to get cover.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, halfway there, it was getting to the point where, like, all right, this is meeting my threshold of I want to duck into a store.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time we got there, it was downpouring.
Yep.
We were soaked. My shoes were squishy.
I got... Oh, we also went to the discount store. I got a dino headband.
Yep.
I'm very happy with it. Kids love it,
too. The new discount store.
The new discount store, not the brown derby hat.
So, I don't even know if it's still open. The lady told me beginning of summer...
Is when they're stopping it?
She didn't even know when they were stopping it, because I asked.
Mm-hmm.
So, theoretically, if this is still going, it is in the tribute store location across from Bourne.
Okay.
In that section. It was really cool, filled with a lot of Harry Potter and Jurassic Park stuff. The usual.
Did we get anything else?
Nope.
I feel like we did.
You got the headband.
Oh, and oh, I also got Shrek hair ties.
And hair ties.
I need to find them.
And then we also got the pass holder magnets, the 20th anniversary or whatever. 20th or 50th?
I don't know. The jaw one.
We got the jaw magnet and the Stardust Racer pin. Very cool pins.
Anyway.
Lunch? Then we made it to Toothsome's. Drenched. Downpouring. Early. I went to the bathroom to try and soak up the water from my shoes, because if anybody knows me, I hate wet shoes.
You just hate being wet. Unless you're swimming.
No, I hate being wet when you're not supposed to be wet. So if I'm at a theme park, I'm not going to go on a water ride because I'm not supposed to be wet.
Okay. Well, we were wet. It was not fun. But
no, it was not.
And like I said, we got there early, so we were also just kind of standing around waiting for Toothsome's to actually officially open.
Yeah.
Well, the food part.
So we went to Toothsome's strictly because everybody else was booked.
Oh.
I could not find a reservation anywhere else.
That we wanted to go to.
That we wanted to go to.
Because we wanted to try Vivo.
That was booked up until like 5.
What else?
Anahito's was booked up to like 7.
I don't think we even tried the other one.
Cowfish?
Isn't there like Vivo is a steakhouse, right?
Nope.
Nope. So what's the steakhouse? Isn't there a steakhouse?
There is a steakhouse. I think it's at Hard Rock. I forget the name of it.
Well, there was another place that we thought of going to, and it...
I did not try and go to the steakhouse. One, I knew they weren't... I don't think they're even open for lunch. Second of all, I did not feel like spending $200 on dinner.
Anyway, we went to Toothsome's. It's not like we're sad about it.
No, Toothsome's is great.
And because we went to Toothsome's, we learned that there was a menu change on that the day that we went to. So May 4th, they changed their menu.
Yep.
It's now more French.
That's exactly what the waiter said. He was like, yeah, we're making it more French than American. I'm like, alrighty.
The reason why we learned this, though, was because the Pub It Up burger is no longer on the menu.
That's what I was going to get, and I was deeply saddened.
Yeah.
I had to settle for chicken Alfredo. Sadly, it was not McDonald's pasta.
Oh, my word.
Did it live up to McDonald's pasta?
I got the chocolate duck.
Maybe.
Or no, what was it? The chocolate chicken or something like that.
It was one of the new items.
Yeah. And then what's the other thing that was missing? But it was a dinner?
Oh, I think our tachos were different too.
I like the tachos. I don't remember the tachos the first time, so.
I don't think we got them the first time. We got the truffle fries.
Oh, we did.
Very meh.
The patty melt is the other thing.
No, it was still there.
Yeah, but it's on the brunch menu.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Is there a reason
why? Did we not go on brunch? I'm confused.
Maybe not.
Because we didn't see it. Then what is brunch?
Oh, no, it was on there. The brunch menu, at least. I think it was near the back.
Oh, okay.
I briefly looked at it, and I decided no. But is there a reason why the patty melt is on the brunch? Oh, wait. Breakfast, lunch. Okay, never mind. That kind of makes sense now.
Anyway, I think that's all our updates for that little mini trip.
Yep.
We had fun.
Looking forward to Epic tomorrow.
Yes.
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 You got a time travel in your mind a bit.
I'll be getting my twig.
Hopefully. If they even have it. Speaking of twig, where is my green twig guy? Jack came in here, looked at it like the night after we came back.
It might be downstairs.
And he took it.
I think I know where it is. We'll find it after recording.
Okay, because I want him on my mic.
Okay. Now.
On to the show.
Oh, my word. Finally, the actual socials? Main portion. We already did socials.
Recap?
Instagram, Twitter. There you go.
All right, where are we? Port of Entry?
Yes, that is where we will start. Are we not going to say what the deep dive is?
We're talking about the lands. There you go.
This is a part one, because there's a lot.
So Melody's breaking this up very weirdly. So she did Studios part one and two. Now I guess she's going to do Islands part one and two, but in my mind, this is part three.
It's part three of our deep dive series, but it's part one for Islands of Adventure.
We have one more part, and I will be having an inner monologue with myself to see if we're just going to shove that other part into this episode. Because that's something I forgot to talk to you about. Should we shove part four into part three and just make a one ginormous episode? Because technically the way this was supposed to come out is part four is supposed to come out today. Quotation marks. The day this episode is supposed to come out.
Oh, yeah, because we did Epic. Oh, well.
So are we going to just shove part three and four in? Because we do have a lot of Halloween Horror Nights news that theoretically could be a whole episode in and of itself. And by the time this episode comes out, we may have an announcement That was a lot of words.
Okay. Let's just record.
Isn't that what we're doing?
Let's proceed.
Proceeding.
Okay.
Port of entry. Cinnabon. Have you been to the Cinnabon?
Not here.
I have.
Okay. You don't need to attack me for that.
Yes, I do.
Why?
It's Cinnabon. How have you not been to the Cinnabon?
Because we went to the one in City Walk. I remember that one because we got Jack.
Well, that one's been gotten rid of.
Well, it's that's gone. The only Cinnabon I remember going to because child got covered in sugar.
That's fun.
Mm.
I know it's Cinnabon. It's Cinnabon. What else can I tell you about Cinnabon? It's good. There you go. Starbucks coffee. Do I need to elaborate? It's Starbucks.
I don't even know if I've been to this one anyway. Maybe once. As I cook. No, maybe we talked about going to it, then saw the line and changed our minds.
Cool.
Anyway, it's Starbucks.
Yep. See, what I want Universal to do, this is going to be a hot take. Never mind, I don't want Universal to do it, so I'm not even going to say it.
Okay.
I was going to say get rid of Starbucks and make it something their own, but never mind, because I like the refreshers.
Mm.
My strawberry water.
I thought you liked the lemonade.
I like the lemonade now. Moving on. Confisco Grill.
We've been there once.
We have been there once.
Unless you've been there by yourself.
Did I go there with Connor? I don't think so. I think we meant to, and we never did.
I have a fun picture of you holding your quesadilla. It's one of my favorite photos of you.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Okay. Moving on. Oh, we do need to go to Confisco again to try that birria taco thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we should have went.
Yes. Where?
When we went on May 4th, we should have went to Confisco.
But we didn't even go to Islands.
Oh, no, it's not like we have an annual pass and we could have just walked on over to Islands.
Oh, well.
Okay. Backwater Bar. Have you been here?
No.
I have.
Thoughts?
It was good.
Okay.
I don't know, there was like a watermelon drink on there. Very watermelon-y. Pretty good.
Because watermelon has a flavor.
Yes, it does. Moving on.
Okay. Chillin' Charlie's Lemon Slush.
What is this?
No idea. That's look the fun. Like I said, that's the fun thing about this. You learn about places that you may not have known about.
Did you find it?
I gotta open up the map.
You can know. You can just search it, right?
Yeah. But I like looking at the map because then I can see where it is.
Oh, wait. Is this that cart that's right outside Confisco?
It's... Oh. It's where we always get our drinks at the end of Islands.
Oh. The Coke Freestyle machine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Does it have a menu? Or is it just your typical pretzel?
It's a quick service, quick food place.
That's lame.
So, no menu.
Oh, well. Croissant Moon Bakery.
We have not been here. I don't...
I've been here.
Of course you have.
Would you like to know when?
When?
I have a very fond memory of this place.
Why?
So, way back when I was a tiny young lad.
Oh, okay.
My parents took me to Universal Islands of Adventure. A long time ago. I was probably like 10. I don't know how old I was. All I know is I was old. Young. Shut up.
A wee lad.
I was a wee lad. Should I do my little lad dance?
No. Continue.
So we went here. It was probably closer to when the park was closing. I was crying that I wanted a cookie. My parents wanted some fruit.
Okay.
So I got my big cookie. My parents got a fruit bowl. And they kept trying to get me to try, like, papaya or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want any of it. I was not having it.
That's your memory?
And then they, like, force-fed me this fruit that I didn't want, and would you know it, I didn't like it.
Of course you didn't.
And then I think I cried that I wanted a coin booklet thing. And then I think I got it.
Oh.
And then we left. I don't know where that coin booklet is. That is my fond memory.
Okay.
I could probably go into that store and tell you where we sat.
Okay.
It was like in a round booth, I think.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Ocean Trader Market.
Ocean Trader Market.
I think we've walked through it and that's it.
I don't even know what this is.
I think we walked through it to find the pictures, and then that's where we were told to cross the street.
Oh, yes. What is this, just a gift shop?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Next, we got Island Market and Export Candy Shop.
Now, this is where the photo place was.
No.
It's not?
No.
I thought they told us to go into the candy shop, and we're like...
They told us to go into the Christmas store, which did not pop up on the map. That's not on our list, the Christmas store.
Well, then let's talk about the Christmas store, because there's more to talk about that than the candy shop. It's candy.
I don't recall it, so...
Christmas shop. What do you think?
Normally, it's there all year round, which is why it threw me off that I didn't see it on
the map.
Hot
take. for the Halloween shop.
Well, of course you do.
It's more spooky.
I think I always found their Christmas shop a little boring anyway.
I just find Christmas boring. Not spooky enough. I'm sorry, did I offend you?
Yes.
Why?
Move on. Islands of Adventure Trading Company.
Islands of Adventure Trading Company.
Another store.
Oh, is this where the photo place was?
No.
No, okay, I remember the photo place is not in a normal... It's not labeled.
Okay, fine. The photo place is next to the candy shop, but the trading company is, I think, the... Practically the... One of the... Not the exit store, but close to the front to the arch.
So all these... So then what... We really need to just walk through some of these stores.
I have a map.
Congrats. Can you walk in it?
Oh, no.
On the map?
No. What, walk through it just so that we can say that we have?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's what we did. Didn't we do that when we went? No, because you didn't get a quill pen like you said you would. I pointed them out.
I don't even remember saying I wanted
a quill. You said you wanted a feather quill.
I don't need a feather quill pen.
Oh, now he apparently doesn't need one. Next is... The Photos Expedition Photography. I wonder what this place is.
The Photos Expedition Photography.
Wow. This is where you get your pictures.
Are you sure?
How would we know what it was called? We walked through different stores to get there. It's not like we saw what it was called.
Whatever. It's a Photoshop.
And you can get pictures that you got of yourself throughout the day there. So you don't have to get them right after the ride.
Yes.
Just.
Remember the time.
Remember the time that you went on the ride.
And where you were sitting
yes.
on the ride.
I don't care about this next one.
Actually, what
Port Provisions? Oh, never mind. I accidentally skipped that one.
Port Provisions, what's that?
Another store.
What store?
The one that's under by the arch.
Cool. Are they all of these stores, are they all just
this
the
one
same?
I think this one is the exit store. All their stores do feel the same.
Pretty much.
Especially in, like, the entrance area, it just feels like it's all one store. Port Provisions, that's the exit store.
Okay. Moving on.
According to the... No, I don't know how accurate that is.
Port of Entry Designated Smoking Area, that is no more.
Oh, really?
They got rid of their smoking areas.
Oh.
So, we're going to sideline for some news. All Universal Orlando Resort is now... Pretty not. It's not smoke free.
There's still a designated smoking area at the front of Islands, but that's technically a City Walk thing.
So it's in City Walk now.
Oh.
Where's the one for Studios? So the smoking area for Islands is outside the gates to the right of the lighthouse. If you're coming out of the park, if you're coming into the park and you're looking at the lighthouse and the entry gates, it'll be to your left.
For Studios, it's to the... If you're going in Studios, it's to the left. It's by Rip Ride Rocket.
Okay. What do you think?
What, I'm getting rid of smoking?
Yes.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. My theory is, for the first, like, week or two, they're going to be strict on it and telling people, hey, you can't smoke here, go out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
eventually
after, like...
they're going to become lenient again.
Yeah. Because, like, technically, you're not supposed to vape in the park. But you see people vaping everywhere, and then people just smoke wherever they want. Nobody listens to that, so.
Anyway, I guess that
we will see.
Happened recently. The whole
I saw the post about it yesterday.
Thingy. Oh, okay.
And I forgot to talk to you about it.
Well, good thing it was on our list then, because then...
Yep. But see, okay. So they're getting rid of smoking. I really wish they would do something about the drunk problem during Halloween Horror Nights. Because I keep seeing, okay, I haven't personally seen it, but with the amount of posts I see about it on Facebook, it's either people are extremely exaggerating it, or it's actually happening, I'm just not seeing it.
I feel like you may not be seeing it, because one, you don't stay that late.
We also don't stay in the lines.
We also don't, we Zoom everywhere that we go.
Yes, we
do. So we don't really stay in one place and people watch anyway.
We should do that this year.
If we have time.
We have an RIP tour. We'll be done by like 10:30.
Okay. Then we'll kind of people watch and try to gauge what's happening.
Okay.
But it's still one day.
No, I just want to stay in the zone, each scare zone, for a few minutes.
Lovely.
It is not that bad. Last year's interaction was really fun.
What, them trying to take your taco?
Them trying to take my taco.
me being spooked by a person who I thought was being
photographed.
Photographed.
No, I'm talking about when we walk through that one zone by
Swamp Zombies?
No. The other one.
The Scare Queen area?
Demon Queens.
Demon Queens.
That was a fun zone.
Yes.
That we walked through that zone like 3 times.
Because it was also pretty empty.
It was an empty zone, so they were giving us a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun.
I don't appreciate being chased.
That was funny. Anyways, moving on.
Rental services. Universal's Islands of Adventure. You rent stuff here, like strollers, wheelchairs.
Yep. Lost and Found.
Oh, yeah. Lost and Found. Also.
It's Lost and Found.
Yeah.
You lost something, go find it. Hopefully.
I don't think we've ever had to use it.
Not yet. Eventually you will. How many times have you left your phone in a bathroom?
Once.
I'm counting 2 times now.
I only remember once.
I remember 2.
Okay.
I think it was on the same day as well.
I also only wrote down lockers once, but there are 2 locker spots. But okay. They're both kind of in the front. One is practically out the park, and the other one is by the rental services. These are the big ones that you get at the front of the park, and not many people actually get them, from what I've seen.
Now, what would be nice is if they were in City Walk.
Why?
So if there's you forget something, you don't have to wait till the next day to go get it. You can just go, at midnight and go grab it.
Okay. Then we got First Aid, sponsored by Walgreens.
Wow.
Port of Entry.
Then you have Guest Services, Lobby, Guest Services, Front Gate, and an ATM.
Yep.
Moving on.
That's in Port of Entry.
Sorry, kitty.
What do you mean, sorry? You just kicked him on purpose.
I did not kick him. I was trying to lift him with my foot.
Marvel Superhero Island. Yay!
Yay!
The way I did is, on the map, I just went in the circle. So.
The Incredible Hulk coaster. The thing that gives me headaches. It is not smooth anymore.
At least you can figure out the whole head thing. I can't. But I also don't ride it that often to even try to figure it out.
I have made how do I say this? There are certain points when you have to lift your head, push your head back, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I have figured out exactly when to lift my head forward so I don't slam it against the back, and when to push my head back so it doesn't go forward quickly and then slam back.
Good for you.
You just gotta learn.
That's also one thing that we're gonna have to learn on Stardust, because you go up and down so often, you're kind of flopping all over the place.
It is very fast.
Storm Force Accelotron. Woo!
Have you ever been on this? Have we ever been on this?
We?
This is another ride that we usually skip.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever gone on it.
Okay. We should go on it.
Just for fun?
I mean, you could take the kids on it. I'm assuming they can go on it.
I don't know about Rose. I don't know if it has a height limit.
True. You could take the kids on it while I go do one stuff. Dr. Doom's Fearfall. Didn't I make you go on this ride?
Rose can ride it. Basically, they have to be able to sit on their own.
Okay.
What did you say?
Have you been on Dr. Doom's Fearfall? Didn't we go on this and then I made you go on it? You're like, okay, fine. That was actually kind of fun.
I don't think so. Well, it's definitely a short ride.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why we don't ride it more often. Probably just because it's so out of the way.
The amount of queue space for this versus the wait time that it always is, it's kind of funny. Like, it has a massive queue. Not massive. It has a big queue.
Well, it's the same thing for Popeyes,
I guess. Because, let's check the wait time. What's your bet? I say 5 minutes.
Oh, I was about to look it up. Yeah, I also say 5 or 10. 5.
And we're back. Kind of. Hopefully. We'll see. The baby is now asleep again.
So we just have until she wakes up again.
We'll see how long that is. We are on The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man.
Yes.
Thoughts, comments, concerns?
It's a good ride.
It's almost a must-do.
Okay.
Excuse you?
I like Spider-Man, but
it's a must-do ride.
Must-do once.
So you're saying this is a one-and-done?
One-a-done per trip.
You're canceled.
I'm not going to re-ride the ride over and over again.
I would. It is almost okay. Usually, whenever I go, it has a low weight. So I always have to do it because it's fun. Are you having fun with your 2 blankets?
I'm cold.
Okay. Moving on, Spider-Man, Great Ride. It's a 3D motion simulator, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That was perfectly back there. Why did you take that off?
You don't need a blanket.
So for anybody who can't visually see into our room right now, Melody made this $3,000 blanket.
Oh my
and by $3,000, I mean it cost probably like $300 to make. She crocheted this ginormous red and blue blanket. Why? Because she was like, oh, it'll be comfy. It'll be nice. This is probably the third time she's ever actually used it. It's basically just a glorified cat bed now. You good? You comfy?
Yes.
Moving on.
It's not a roller coaster to me, so that's why
no,
I don't...
No, it's not a roller coaster.
Rewrite it, because then it feels like I'm rereading the same book over and over and over again. Which I already do with my toddlers. I don't need to do it in a ride.
Whatever. There is a Spider-Man meet and greet.
And Marvel superheroes.
And Marvel superheroes.
Comic book themed.
These are all the comic books. You're not going to meet, like, any new age characters. If you want those, go to the rat
house. Be sad.
Pretty much.
Just be sad.
Yeah, be sad. Moving on, we have Cafe 4, a place I have never eaten. What about you?
I think I have, but not with you. I think my family went there once.
Didn't you sit in there when you were waiting for me to get off a ride?
No.
I thought
this is the one by Hulk.
Oh, okay. Marvel character diner?
Dinner.
Diner.
Is it diner?
I'm calling it diner.
Did I misspell it? My app needs to reload. That's annoying. Yes, it's diner, not dinner.
I misspelled it. Never been there.
I don't think I've been there either.
I don't think we're ever going to go to these two because they're kind of just...
Wait, no. Captain America. Why does it say Marvel character diner?
Well, isn't that where the Marvel character dinner thingy is?
Wait, hold on. What is this? Is that a show? Entertainment? No.
There's no show here.
Then where did I find this? No, it's Marvel character dinner.
Okay. What are you confused about?
It's an experience. I guess you... Oh, you're dining at Cafe 4 when... Oh, I guess it's just like the characters walk in to Cafe 4 while you're eating. I'm guessing.
I know there's like a bookable experience where you can dine with the characters.
Then that's probably it.
Oh, well. Either way, we'll probably never go there because it's just normal park food. I'm pretty sure. Auntie Anne's. It's a pretzel place. What more can I say?
Haven't been to this one.
I've been there.
Okay.
I think I've been there.
Then this one is the Captain America Diner. So I didn't spell the other one wrong. This is where I waited for you when you rode Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
And they also got freestyle machines in the back.
Very nice, very nice. Kingpin's Arcade. It's an arcade store. Not store.
Store. It's an arcade.
It's an arcade. If you want to play some video games, go
video
here.
Video games? They're arcade games.
Same thing.
Next.
Marvel Alterniverse Store?
Mm-hmm.
What store is this?
I don't know.
Wow, you're doing a great job as a map searcher.
It's... I don't think we've been in the store. The one with Rogue on top.
I've been in there.
Oh. Well, okay then.
Just for some AC while I made a phone call.
Okay. Next, we got Spider-Man Shop. Definitely been in there.
Uh-huh.
I really want the shirt with the outline, the blue and red outline of Spider-Man. I like that shirt.
We'll see.
Okay. Next, you got the comic book shop.
Can you buy comic books on the comic book shop?
I don't think so.
Well, that's kind of stupid.
Maybe, but I highly doubt it. Definitely not original type comic books, though.
That's stupid. You have Marvel Superhero Island Service and Animal Relief Station.
Mm-hmm. Let your animals use the restroom.
Yes. Very nice. The Incredible Hulk Coaster Lockers. They're lockers.
Mm-hmm.
More lockers that are paid in ATM.
Because there's like a... There is a spot for the Incredible Hulk paid lockers, and then it has like a separate lockers for some reason.
And then Captain America's shelter doubles as a weather shelter. And then guest services. Moving on, Toon Lagoon, the island that should leave. It needs to be expelled.
Into?
Good riddance. I don't know. SpongeBob? That would be fitting.
I would still like a flume ride, just one that you don't get as soaked on.
That's impossible. That's the whole point of a flume ride.
I know, but... whatever.
Anyways, we have Mishup the Olive. Have you been here?
Ish.
I have.
Why?
So me and Connor were walking through one day. I think it was the day after Halloween Horror Nights. And we're like, oh, is that Meeship the Olive? And he's like, what's that? I'm like, oh, it's a playground for kids. And then I'm like, I think you can squirt people for free. And he goes, oh, I love doing that. Because, so, like, on the bridge, you can, like, pay to squirt people. And then up there, you can do it for free. So if you go to the top of the ship, there are some water cannons, and you just click a button and it squirts water on them.
Huh,
and you can, like, control it. So, obviously, there were kids up there, so we patiently waited our turn. And then when one freed up, I got on it. When a boat went by, I just sprayed them the entire length. Because all the kids, they were, like, missing the boats.
Uh-huh.
So everybody was relieved. And then when I, the adult, got it, I just lasered in and soaked one guy.
I think the first time I went on Toon Lagoon, I mean, not the first time, because I think the first time with the... Never mind. First time I went on Toon Lagoon, I did not go on with my dad.
Uh-huh.
So we were riding it, and then he decided to go to every single pay spot and exploded us with water.
Fun.
Around that one bend. So we were absolutely soaked afterward.
It's not like you already get absolutely soaked. Next day is... Okay, so Meeship the Olive, place.
It's fun.
Great place for to take your kids. Popeyes and Bluto's Bilge Rat Barges.
Another great ride to take your kids on.
I am not taking my kids on this.
You aren't.
Okay, you can have fun with two tiny wet children.
Only on a trip where we have a hotel.
Right.
Next we got...
Speaking of that, this September...
September.
We should go on the water rides. If we get to the hotel early enough and we actually get a room.
Maybe. Because I'm not writing this next one.
Oh, yes.
Read it.
Deli do right rip sawfalls.
I'm good.
Why?
I don't want to get stuck. And you can't use my weight against me. It's my legs.
It was...
I couldn't twist my legs to get out of there.
If you are a tall person, it is extremely hard to get out of this thing.
Especially in the front spot.
Because you're basically sitting on the floor of this thing. It's uh-huh. not really like a chair.
And they're small and tight.
They're small and tight. So, like, it's hard to bend your legs to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You, okay. If you had better upper body strength, you could do it.
I do not have good upper body
strength. You do not have good upper body strength. Because the way I did it is I basically took the sides, pushed myself up to where my arms are holding all of myself. And then I kind of shimmied my legs out, and then I kind of twisted to sit on the edge,
mm-hmm.
and then I was able to finagle my way out.
You were also not in the front, though.
Right.
You had more room to wiggle.
Then if we ever do this again, I'll sit in the front.
I don't think they allow you to not sit in the front.
No, I said I'll sit in the front.
Oh.
But to be fair, the TM did place us, because they take in... the height and the weight into consideration.
I know. Or we could just not write it.
We'll see. Moving
Then you got
on.
Classic comic book characters.
What is this?
Pretty sure it's a meet and greet for Betty Boop, Popeye, and Olive. So Betty Boop is both in... Wait, no. I don't think... Does Betty Boop still show up here? Or...
Yes?
Because I know she's in studios.
I know she's in the studios. I've never personally seen her. Actually, no, I think I did see her once.
We did the last time we went, because she and Marilyn Monroe were standing in the middle of the street.
Yep. Wait, no, that was at Studios.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm saying I don't know if Betty Boop is still at Islands.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. So I've never seen her there.
Oh, I thought you were saying you didn't see her at Studios.
No. Anyways, character spot.
More than likely, you're going to see Popeye and Olive. Who knows about Betty Boop?
Yep. Next, you have Wimpy's. This is like a burger spot. Apparently, I keep hearing they have good burgers. And I keep meaning to try it, and I never do. I pass, I'm like, oh, I want to eat there.
I think the reason why we don't is because we're expecting it to be amusement park burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And just, what, are they better than amusement park burgers? Then that just makes them normal burgers.
Pretty much. Next, we have Blondie's Home of the Dagwood. That is a sandwich. A tall sandwich.
I've been here. I don't think I actually ate here, but I definitely have memories of sitting here waiting for my group to meet up.
Oh, I've never been here.
I know, because we sat outside and it sucked because it was hot and we were wet because of the rides. I think that's also why we were sitting there. We were drying off.
Next, we have Kathy's Ice Cream, another ice cream place we have not been to.
I think we just don't go to dessert places.
We really don't.
Oh, I missed a food spot on here. Oops.
What'd you miss?
Ale to the Chief. Either that or they added it since it's just a freestyle spot from what I can tell. It looks like it's a little quick service place.
Comic Strip Cafe. Never been there?
I don't think I've been in here.
We don't do much in Toon Lagoon.
No.
We do nothing in Toon Lagoon.
We do nothing.
Actually, we go to the Passholder Lounge. Is that on here?
I don't think it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, we're not there yet.
Toon Lagoon Games. Another,
even what, worse than
arcade?
Simpsons?
Not arcade.
Carnival Games.
Carnival Games. I never see anybody at.
Mm.
I feel bad for all the TMs that work there.
It's not really shaded either, I don't think. So TMs are just standing and baking in the sun.
Yep.
Oof.
Toon Extra.
It's a store.
Another store. All right. And then you have an exclusive Betty Boop store.
I'm not a big fan of Betty Boop, so I don't care.
I could care less.
I think I like Hello Kitty even more.
I could care less. Then you have Gasoline Alley.
I don't think well, there's no point saying, I don't think we've been here. I don't think we've
been
to almost
here.
Anywhere here. I think it's more of a shock if we have been.
Now, to the one place we have been, the Passholder Lounge.
Yep.
It's your Passholder Lounge. There's some chairs, some exclusive, not really exclusive, but like there's merch that says Universal Orlando Passholders.
Mm-hmm.
Plugins to charge your stuff.
Mm-hmm. And times when they're open.
That's about it. They used to have like a fridge with like Coke in it. And then they had a machine where if you took the Coke from the fridge, put it in the machine, it had some wizard magic and it would turn it into an icy.
Oh.
I don't know how it works.
Icy machine?
No, it was literally, it was like this machine. You would take the bottled Coke, you would set it on this platform, and then after a minute or two, you could just grab your Coke again, and your Coke would be an icy.
Okay, so they're probably freezing it into an icy.
I don't know how it works.
And you never will if they don't have it anymore.
Just like the snake. I don't know how it works. Popeyes and Bluto's Bildrat Barges Lockers.
Worth
more
it
lockers.
If you're going on... Huh?
So, two locker locations and then a weather shelter at Comic Strip Cafe.
Because for both... These are a little bit more important because most rides, like
have
Hulk,
free lockers.
They have free lockers. The water rides don't, which is so annoying.
Yeah. That's another thing that keeps me from doing the water rides is we usually have microphones. Like, if you ever see us in the parks, there's a good 90% chance that we have our microphones on us. Because
not on us, because we...
Well, in our bag.
Yeah.
And then we always have a Coke Freestyle cup or some type of cup so we can either get, you know, the free water throughout the day or, you know, to fill up our Coke Freestyle for there for more than half the day.
And just stuff that you don't want wet.
Yes.
So, like our passes.
It's good on Universal's financial part because they know people are going to pay for the lockers.
Mm-hmm.
Because unlike, okay, for like Popeyes, the big circle thing you sit in the middle, there's like this covered tarp bucket thing and you can put your stuff in there and that's supposed to keep it dry.
With my experience, my stuff has typically stayed dry, but... It's still super risky.
Yeah, so, like, if you have, like, a camera that you don't want to get wet, you're going to have to either fork over money for the lockers or take a risk and put it, you know, in that
middle
compartment.
Or just leave everything with a person who's not going on the ride.
Or that. So.
Which is
because
typically what we did.
We tried to get a locker the one day we went to go, you know, do the ride.
Mm-hmm.
That we set aside the specific time to go do.
They weren't working, right?
And the lockers weren't working.
Yeah.
They really just need to make up free lockers.
Or just fix up the entire land into something else.
Or just gut the land. That'd be nice.
Anyway.
Last land, Skull Island, Reign of Kong.
No, you skipped.
Huh?
Weather Shelter at Comic Strip Cafe.
That.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh. Well, then this is our last land for the day.
Last land, Skull Island, Reign of Kong. Skull Island, Reign of Kong. Because that's the only thing in this land.
This is the most pathetic land ever. I didn't even see the hot dog cart that the explorers
that
mentioned.
You can get
on the
Kong
podcast.
Dong?
The what?
I'll wait till you're done. Are you done?
The what?
Okay, so you have the UO Explorers that we listen to, but I also listen to the unofficial Universal Orlando podcast. And it's a group of, it's a British couple and then some Americans that are on the podcast. The longest running Universal podcast. And they often call the hot dog that's at that stand the Kong Dong. And it's a running bit with them.
Okay.
So now I call it the Kong Dong because it's really
funny. I didn't
know
if you did that on purpose or an accident, but it was really funny.
No, I did it on purpose.
Okay.
Because
but
it's called like...
I didn't see it on the map. I don't know why.
Probably because nobody goes to it.
But yeah, because I'm in dining and it just does not exist.
Weird. Anyways, you have Skull Island, Reign of Kong. What?
Oh. I was trying to figure out why there was a random store just placed in the middle of nowhere. And it's apparently the Universal Studios store at Universal Aventura Hotel. And then that's why it's in the middle of nowhere.
Fun. Anyways, Skull Island, Reign of Kong, it is a Fast and Furious type ride.
Used to be better.
Used to be better because it had 3D. Now that it doesn't have 3D, I hate it.
Or the outdoor portion. Isn't that supposed to be coming back?
I think it's working now.
Okay.
I read somewhere that somebody saw a bus go through the outdoor portion.
Still not worth it without the glasses.
I want to go on it again if... Okay, so if I ever go and I see it going through the outdoor portion, I'll go in it one more time so I can do that outdoor thing.
Mm-hmm. Makes the story better.
It does. Because the gates open and you hear the chanting and it's really cool. If I see it going through that outdoor portion, I'll go on it even without 3D. But now... Without the 3D, some people say, oh, it doesn't really matter. It kind of matters.
When you have the 3D glasses, then you actually look at the screens.
If you are sitting in the middle of any row other than the first, like, two or three... Okay, don't sit in the first two or three rows if you can help it, and try and sit in the middle of the bus. That'll probably be your best experience, because if you're sitting on the edge... You can easily see the track. You can easily see how far away from the screens you are.
And it's not a whole, oh, just don't look at it. You have to stare at the screen if you don't.
Because, like, in the one section
else.
Where the T-Rex is hitting your bus, you can tell it's not even connecting with your
It just looks
vehicle.
So bad without the glasses.
Because, like, it headbutts your car and, like, I can tell this is a screen.
If they updated the screens to look like the Epic rides, though.
What is that supposed to mean?
Then it would look better.
Yeah, they need to update the screens. But I think even then, the screens are still too far away.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, like, if you're sitting on the edge, you can see... If I am just staring at the screen, in my peripherals all around the screen, I can see the floor, I can see the edges of the screen, I can see the ceiling.
I don't know how we didn't see that with the glasses. That's the weird part.
Because the glasses kind of like have the border on, so it's focusing where you're looking.
Okay. And I guess because it's 3D, your attention is just pulled to the screen.
Exactly.
While without it, all the not screen is glaringly obvious.
The only good thing is now everybody gets to see Kong. Without the glasses on. Because when you come to the actual animatronic Kong, you have to take off your glasses to get the full effect of it, or else it just kind of looks...
Which is what I did anyway. I didn't
Most
care.
People didn't.
Okay.
So that is the only good thing that has come out of not having the glasses.
Not worth it.
Not
Bring
worth
the glasses
it.
Back.
Pretty much. The end.
Then we're done.
Anyways, see if this is a two-part episode. If not, we'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Maybe.